sobriety date is November 18th, 2012. I grew up with a mom that was an addict. When I was younger, I didn't know she was using, but looking back at it now, she was. I have a little sister. I took on the mother figure, even though it wasn't put on me. When I was about 6, my dad fought my mom for full custody because she had gotten in a car accident with my sister in the car. And my mom had to pass 10 drug tests in order to have visitations, and she was gone for the next 8 years. So I grew up with my dad and my sister, and my dad got remarried. Come to find out, she was an addict also. So I grew up around it, and I swore that I was never going to be that person, that it was never going to get that bad for me. And at that point, I was smoking weed, but I was going to smoke weed. I wasn't going to do pills, like my mom and my stepmom. So I just continued smoking weed for a while. I would dabble in things every once in a while, but it wasn't a big deal to me because I wasn't my mom. My mom came back when I was about 15, and she taught me how to snort pills and how to smoke pills. And that was our relationship. She was giving me ibuprofen. Well, what I thought was ibuprofen because I had a really bad injury playing sports. Come to find out it was Vicodin and Percocet. She said, "Do you want to feel this effect more?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, why not?" And she proceeded to teach me. And then later in life, I found out she taught my sister also. She was buying me drugs, alcohol. My mom was the party mom. All of our friends went over to her house. And that's what we did on the weekends. So at this point, me and my sister are using together. I'm also very codependent. And so I didn't have my own friends. I had my sister's friends because I had to keep her safe. I was 18. I got a phone call that my mom had passed away. To hear that sucked, but I also thought that it was like an intervention for me. And that's why my family was calling me to tell me that. It was true. It wasn't an intervention. My whole family was there. The most fucked up part about it is all I could think about is how I was going to get high or drunk that night. It wasn't like, oh my God, my mom's dead. What am I going to do? It was, oh my God, my mom's dead. How am I going to get fucked up? And at that time, I thought that was normal. Like, I was like, this is how I'm supposed to feel. A couple months later, my sister went to treatment. I was in a relationship at the time that started out just being verbally and mentally abusive. And it then proceeded after my sister went to treatment to physical abuse. But he was getting me fucked up, so I stayed. Because in my mind, all that mattered was getting high and drunk. Nothing else did. The bruises didn't matter. My dad questioning it didn't matter. Nothing mattered. I'm a huge family person, but at that point, nothing mattered. I would sit in my room for days at a time to be by myself. So I graduated high school. Don't remember much of my graduation. Then I went to CNA school. Was able to complete that. And then I started community college. And I took classes lower than what I had tested for so that I didn't have to go and I could get high, but still pass the class so that my dad would see that I was doing something. One day, I can't even remember why I did it, but I made the decision to take a whole bottle of pills. In my mind, what I remember is that it wasn't that I wanted to die, it was that I wanted help and no one was listening because my sister was already in treatment. Because everybody was consumed in my sister, that gave me a reason to use like crazy because they didn't, I mean, they did pay attention, but I didn't think they did. So I took a whole bottle of pills. I was in a coma for 3 days. And all I really remember is right at the beginning hearing my dad screaming my name. And that broke my heart. But I didn't care. I didn't care because all I could think about was this needs to be over. I need to get out of the hospital so that I can go home and I can get fucked up. And so 3 days later, I woke up and my dad said, "All right, you're going to treatment tomorrow." And of course, here came every excuse. "I need to go home to pack my stuff." "Nope, it's already packed." "Okay, well, I need to go finish this because I have to turn this in for school." "Nope, you're not going home." So my dad took me to the airport. I got on the, I thought that he was going to leave me at security, and he didn't. He walked me all the way back to the gate to get on the plane. I got on the plane, and then I decided about 15 minutes after I got on the plane that I was going to walk off the plane. And there was my dad. And I knew that I wasn't going to get out of it. And I knew that I wanted that happiness that I saw my sister have when she went to treatment and when she got sober. I just didn't think it was possible. I didn't know. I thought she was faking it, but I wanted it. Whatever it was, I wanted it. So I went to treatment for 2.5 months in New Mexico. It was not 12-step based, and I was miserable. But I was locked there on top of a mountain. I wasn't going anywhere. And about 2 months in, my therapist says, okay, you're going somewhere else. And I said, no, I'm not. She had someone from Prescott, Arizona fly out to meet with me because I had got honest about a lot of stuff with my therapist that I had gone through that I hadn't told anyone before. And so I decided to go to a 3-month program in Prescott. It was a 12-step program. I went to my first meeting sober. I just bawled my eyes out because I finally felt like I was home, that I had people that loved me, cared about me, genuinely cared about me. They didn't even know me. And they're telling me, keep coming back and introducing themselves. And I was just like, what is this place? So I continued to do that. I did about 7 months in treatment total. I got out. My dad came and picked me up, and we got to work on our relationship. I had friends that didn't want to be friends with me because of something that I had that they wanted. And I didn't understand that. I couldn't grasp that fact that they just wanted to be friends with me because of who I was. You know, today I have a family, my family back. I got to make my amends to my family, and I get to show up for them today. And I get to have honest friendships where someone will call me out on my shit when I don't want to hear it. And as much as I hate hearing it, it's what I need to hear, and I'll realize it about an hour later. And I get to be independent today. I never thought that I was going to get to be independent because I thought that I was going to end up like my mom. And today I get to live life for my mom because she couldn't. And I get to work with other addicts and alcoholics in treatment, and I'm going back to school. Anybody can do it, but you have to be honest with yourself. And I mean, I tried multiple times to get sober, but there was those few things that I didn't think were a big deal that I wasn't being honest about, and that's what kept taking me back out. So if you're honest and you do the work, it's possible.